This is Morning Edition on Arizona Public Radio, KNAU. I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole, in today for Janice Baker. The high temperature in Flagstaff today is expected to be about 45 degrees, which seems downright balmy compared to the frigid temperatures of the last week or so. Joining me to talk about this record-breaking cold snap is Flagstaff meteorologist Lee Bourne. Thanks for being here, Lee.
Good morning, Jillian. Great to be back. It's been a while.
It has been a while. So let's just jump right into it. How cold was it?
Well, look at me. I'm still wearing my beanie and all my thermals, but it was really cold. As a matter of fact, it was record-breaking cold. We had not only had daily records, but the five-day period from January 11th to January 15th, when we were really locked in the freezer here, was the coldest five-day stretch in Flagstaff in 22 years. It hasn't been this cold in Flagstaff since late December of 1990. So the average temperature, when you took our overnight lows, which were in the negatives each and every day during that spell, and our high temperatures never got out of the mid-20s with one day with a high temperature of only 16, we average all those together, and it was the coldest five-day stretch in 22 years.
So if the daytime temperatures were that frigid, then let's talk about the nighttime temperatures. Yeah. It was painful.
Right. We had five straight days in a row with negative overnight lows, although Flagstaff wasn't the coldest place. Out at Belmont and also towards Sunset Crater, we were seeing temperatures in the negative 15, negative 18 degree range. And that was 5 days straight back in January 1937. You think we had it bad? They had 17 days below zero that month.
Oh, my. I'm curiously, in meteorological circles, what kind of discussion, if any, is going on about the possible involvement of climate change in extreme weather events?
You know, part of climate change is it's not necessarily global warming. It can be global cooling as well in certain portions, but more extremes. And certainly, extremes have always occurred. It seems, though, they're occurring more, not only with temperatures, but in storms over the last 10, 15 years, for sure. And I do believe that this is part of the whole climate change situation. This super cold that we're in, we're also in we're seeing longer spells of drought or more big storms in not as many of them.
What is the forecast then, Lee, as we head into the holiday weekend? No more painfully cold temperatures.
Right. Well, everybody's been talking, oh, we're warming up. And basically, we're back around average with high temperatures coming in the low 40s and our overnight lows dropping down into the teens or on some nights, possibly the single digits once again. And unfortunately, it's going to be a very dry January. Looking at the models, it looks like we're going to go this way at least into late next week with very little hope for any moisture for the rest of the month.
Lee Bourne, thank you so much for your time and all the information. It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure, Jillian. I'll talk weather with you anytime.
Lee Bourne is a meteorologist based in Flagstaff. This is Morning Edition on Arizona Public Radio, KNAU.